So yesterday we explored the connection between what the Torah refers to as Masa Umiriva, the 17th chapter of Sefer Shmos in Parshas Vishalach, and May Miriva. And we said there are so many different parallels. Vayarev Vayimi Moshe, Anachnu Virenu. They're complaining not only about themselves, but the animals as well. And so we're dealing with a situation where the parallels are really very, very, very clear. But what's so striking and the most important thing that we can discuss is the fundamental difference in the response of Moshe Rabbeinu. Who remembers what Hashem said to Moshe that we pointed out yesterday in the context of Masa Umirivat Tzvi? Three words. Avor Lifnei Ha'am. Leadership has to be defined as going towards the people.
Low battery.
Thank you. I know. Not running away from the people. And what we had at the end of the section that we read in Parshas Chukas, Vayavo Moshe ve'Aharon mipnei hakahal. Not avor lifnei ha'am, but mipnei. Running away, El Ohel Moed vayiplu al pneihem, says the Ibn Ezra those two words, Kidmus haborchem, as those who are fleeing from the people. A critical observation, and that's really where we wanted to begin our analysis in terms of understanding Mei Meriva. There was another point that we had to have in the background to appreciate one of the primary views that we'll see, so this is a good chance to get it in. It's also highly appropriate for the last year that we'll have prior to Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam develops an idea in Hilchos Deos. You saw it in Perek Aleph. What does the Rambam say that a person should always try to do? Go ahead, Kivi. Exactly. So the mitzvah of the halachta bidrachav is a person always has to evaluate their behavior and to make sure that they're striking a middle path.
Low battery.
They must think that I have a low IQ. I don't realize after 10 times. Okay. So I'll try my best. That a person, if they want to be mekayim the mitzvah, ve'alachta bidrachav, of imitating Hashem, so the Rambam said, a person always has to aim right down the middle, right? That's the approach that the Rambam develops here. Let's just read that section inside. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph of Deos, Haderech ha'yishara himida benonis shebechol deya v'deya mikol deos sheyesh la'adam. Vihadeya shehi rechoka mishnei haktzavos richok shavet, equidistant from the two poles, ve'ena krova lo lezo ve'lo lezo. Ulefikach tzivu chachamim shehi adam shom de'osav tamid. A person should always be contemplating, evaluating, analyzing, assessing all of his attributes and actions, tamid, all the time, umishaer osan, to measure them, umichavein osan b'derech ha'emtzois, and he should find that middle path, that balance, Kidei sheyehe shalim, so that a person can achieve wholeness and shlemus. So the Rambam begins the second chapter of Deos with a discussion, as you saw, of what Eitan? The very beginning of the second chapter is the Rambam is discussing spiritual pathologies, a person who is afflicted with certain kinds of spiritual ailments. And the person needs, just like a person who's physically ill, needs to undergo a therapy, a medical approach. So a person who's spiritually ill, the Rambam discusses, so they also need some kind of an intervention. Go ahead, TV. What does the Rambam say? Okay. So let's take a look. Why don't you read it inside? This is Beis Beis. Umahi takanas chole nefashos.
You have to go to the Chachamim, and they'll teach you until you get back on the right path. And anyone who recognizes that they have these bad thoughts, but inam holkim etzel Chachamim v'rapiyotam, and doesn't go to the Chachamim to heal themselves, aleihem amar shlomo umusar ival avilim bizu.
Umusar avilim bazu. That those who are foolish reject musar. In the metaphor here, Yitzchak, right, those who are foolish reject spiritual medicine. The person doesn't even make an attempt, David, to try to heal himself. So a person, God forbid, is ill. So, you know, if a person, it happened a lot, you know, because people were afraid of going to hospitals. A person knows that they need medical attention. And they don't seek medical attention. It's a terrible thing. It's understandable. You drive on the highway now, and every 50 feet, there's a billboard. If you're not feeling well, if you're sick, you need to go to the hospital. Right? The dangers of going to the hospital are far outweighed by the dangers of not seeking medical attention for physical pathology. And the same thing is true when it comes to spirituality. Okay. Then the Rambam goes on to say, skipping down to Beis Hei, and this will be Michael, the Rambam's premise when it comes to understanding everything that went wrong at Mei Meribah. So go ahead. This is where the Rambam uses the language of V'yesh Deos. Bishamta, that means in a form of excommunication. Even just a little bit of gusas haruach is not tolerable. So let's try to understand. The Rambam here seems, Sariel, to be breaking the rule that he laid out in Perek Aleph. Again, in Perek Aleph, what did he tell us? The Shvil Hazav. So what's the Rambam said so far? Then when it comes to the Mida of Gaiva, we'll try to keep it between periods, okay? As much as we can. Okay? It's so important. Okay, so when it comes to the Mida of Gaiva, we need to be Misrachek, Sariel says correctly, Ad HaKatzeh. And the Rambam says, I know that this is breaking my rule, but I have evidence. It doesn't say Vayish Moshe Anav. Anav me'od. In Pirkei Avos, it doesn't say heavy anav. It says me'od, me'od, heavy shval ruach. And the Rambam quotes, it's interesting, he quotes a line from the Gemara, there are different opinions, b'shamta de'is be'gasas haruach, ve'afilu miktsasa. Even a fraction, forget about batel b'shishim, but even somebody who has just a little bit of arrogance to them, so that person is ki'ilu kafar v'ikar. That they repudiated Hashem himself. Okay, so the Rambam says we need to strive for total anivus. To strive for that. Never-ending pursuit. Then the Rambam says something absolutely fascinating. Avi, go ahead. Michael, you read beautifully, by the way. So the Rambam now, Avi, is introducing another element into this paradigm, namely, exactly. And I want to try to analyze that for just a moment. So the Rambam says that, yes, it's true in general, the Shvil Hazav. We talked, Sariel, before about Shval Ruach. And then the Rambam says, V'chein HaKas. Do you think that these are two separate ideas in the Rambam? Or maybe we could say that the two exceptions are really one exception. We can maybe make an argument as to what the connection might be, if any. Yossi?
Usually somebody that is apologizing gets angry usually when he sees that he's not the best.
Oh, excellent. So a person is a Baal Gaiva, so their lives are, as Chazal would say, chayehem einan chayim. They spend their lives angry. Why? Because they constantly feel that people are insulting them. Person's very arrogant, and they go to a restaurant, back in the days when such things existed. And the waiter brings out the wrong meal. So instead of saying, probably not personal, he probably was overwhelmed, okay, maybe he's not the greatest waiter in the world. So if a person is a Baal Gaiva, all of a sudden it's, you know, you bring me the wrong meal? And it becomes an escalated episode. So Gaiva and Kas are two sides of the same coin. Person's an Anav, so they probably say to the waiter, yeah, you can still, I'll get the food myself. No, okay, so that might be a kashrus issue. You can't have people going in and out of the kitchen. But a person is not going to be so offended. They'd probably say, the guy brought the wrong meal? Okay, I'll try this. They certainly wouldn't erupt in anger. They certainly would not erupt in anger. And so, what we see the Rambam here, when he uses that term, v'chein akas, he's trying to explain that it's really two sides of the same coin. Deo rahi ad lima'od. V'ro'oy la'adam, exactly as he said of Gaiva, she'israchek mimena arek tse'a'acher. Now, let's say, and this is what the Rambam deals with, that a person, Eitan, is in a position of communal authority, or at least in a position of authority in one's home, and they need to establish discipline. It can't be that people are doing whatever they want, that it's a cheros. Can't be that way in a house, can't be that way in a school, it can't be that way in a society. So sometimes you have to do what? What's the Rambam say here? So the Rambam says, something just, you're on the right track, just something a little bit slightly different. The Rambam says, certainly a person has the right in that context. A person has the right to do what? Not so much get angry. Look back at the Lashon in the Rambam. What's that, Shua? Yira atzmo bifnehem shehu koes k'dei liyasram v'tia daito mi yusheves beino l'bein atzmo. What's the Rambam saying? Shimon, what's the Rambam saying? Are you actually angry? Sariel? One word. You hit the nail on the head. You're acting. Internally, you're not angry. But you have to project a sense of anger. Otherwise, they're not going to learn proper discipline. So the Rambam here is talking about internally maintaining a sense of calm and equanimity. But if you have a child that runs out into the street, you don't tell them calmly, you don't say, you know, when you run out into the street, there's a certain percentage of times that there's cars going to be coming, and those cars might not see you, and so there could be bad outcomes, and so the thing to do is really not to run into the street. Can you imagine? You have a tragedy. So you say, don't you dare run into the street. Now, internally, you're probably feeling more worried than you are angry. But the bottom line is that you can never lose control of that inner space. You can never lose control into kas. You see what I'm setting up with Mei Meriba. This is what the Rambam is going to say about what happened here. Okay? So let's just finish off this perek in the Rambam. Naftali Sender, go ahead. Amru Chachamim HaRishonim. Let's stop right there. What does that remind us of? Kolakoes ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. The Rambam said that about what? It's another raya. Exactly, that a person who's a bal gaiva is kafar b'ikar. So you see, there are two sides of the same coin. That a person who's koes, it's like they're an oved avodah zarah. What does it mean? They're not in control of themselves. They're sort of like worshipped. They're beholden to that anger. Okay, so very good. So what is this idea of chachma, excuse me, and nevuah leaving a person? That nevuah is hashras hashchina, Hashem is communicating with the person. Chachma also comes from Hashem. Atachol mi eladam das. A bal kas can't coexist with Hashem. The shchina leaves such a person. Okay? Baalei kas. Now this is a different category. This is not just kol hakoes, this is ba'alei kas. What does that mean? They're perpetually angry. So these people, their quality of life is zero. Okay, so now you know one of the fundamentals of the Rambam's thought, the Rambam's moral universe, that the Rambam says, always, always the Shvil Hazov. Always, always. But there are two areas where that's not going to be sufficient. And those two areas are deeply related to each other, because it's impossible for Baal Gaiva not to be basically a Baal Kas. And to live in a world of Gaiva, to live in a world of Kas, is to live in a world without Hashem. So Baal Gaiva is involved in self-worship. A Baal Kas is involved in your anger.